You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. We've been concentrating on South America, but today, especially for this weekend, Eric, I think we probably should start with a snowfall that is scheduled to come into our area starting, is that later this evening?
Yeah, it'll be this evening and overnight, and then for most of the day tomorrow. It's kind of fun, you know, last week when we were on the air, I said, you know, I got my eye on something next Friday. It looks like we might get this system that could be interesting, and I feel pretty good right now because we nailed that one, which is a pretty tough pinning down snowfall more than a week in advance. But yeah, the system right now is kind of moved out of parts of Texas, and so on the northern side of it, we got plenty of cold air. And because the system is going to move to our south in the overnight hours, that's going to ensure that we have the cold enough air to be bringing in snow. So it's already been through parts of Colorado, but through Kansas today, getting into Missouri tonight and this afternoon, and then this evening and overnight hours across much of Illinois, and then moving over to Indiana and then Ohio. So we got a winter storm warning out for us. It'll be interesting. We're going to have to watch to see where we have these bands. We call them deformation bands that set up in this system. And there's going to be one that will park itself somewhere over probably central Illinois that'll bring an area of 5 to 7 inches. And then it looks as though the system initially gets going. It's really going to snow a lot in parts of eastern Missouri and southwestern Illinois. There might be a spot in there that gets a foot of snow out of this. It's going to be a really snowy weekend for us.
Wow, that is a lot of snow, although we've not had much snow, except for those early snowfalls we had in 2018. What comes next for us then?
Yeah, so, you know, after this weekend, like I said, around here, maybe 5 to 7 inches, we're going to be watching, we got a couple of systems lined up, and it's going to be out one a week. It just seems like we're on that kind of track right now. But I think the bigger picture is, you know, we've slid through much of the last month or so with a lot of near average temperatures. At times we've actually been quite a bit warmer than average. And when it has gotten cold, it's not really gotten cold and stayed cold for a long time. Well, it looks as though by the time we get into the end of the third week and the beginning of the fourth week of January, and then for much of February, we're going to go back into a much more normal winter-like pattern. I'm starting to see a ridge building out west that may hang on for a while. And if they're ridging out west, we tend to have more troughs here across the eastern half of the country. So I think I certainly would not say that winter is anywhere close to being over. It looks like it's going to be transitioning back into that more normal winter-like pattern for here for Illinois.
Well, we'll have a normal pattern. The producers in South America, Argentina and Brazil both, have not been moving through a normal pattern, at least for the last month or so. One's really wet, one's been sporadically dry. What do you see in those countries?
Yeah, and that's a great thing to talk about. So, you know, we've been talking about how great the season started for the last 6 weeks or more. We've been talking about how good the season was. But really getting into the last 3 to 4 weeks, they've transitioned to a much weaker monsoonal flow. So the monsoon is still there, but it's just not nearly as strong as it normally would be. So they're getting little bits of rain, not the rain that they need. So this is for almost all of Brazil's growing regions, except for the far southern regions like Rio Grande do Sul. So they're starting to harvest, and we've already seen some reports coming out that some of the fields that were quite productive last year are about 20 to 30% below what they were a year ago on yields. You know, CONAB just lowered their numbers about 1.5 million metric tons for the soybeans. And some of the full season corn that has been planted, if this dryness continues, it's going to be an issue for that as well. And this could impact Safrinha corn if the dryness hangs on. And we're certainly right now seeing no change in this pattern through the next 15 days. Now, at the same time, while Brazil's been dry, Argentina's been getting walloped with a lot of repeated large thunderstorm complexes. So they've been getting flooding rains out of huge thunderstorms. So less even precipitation. And, you know, what you want is everything just be nice and steady and regular. South America's not getting it right now. So I think that's going to be our bigger market story moving forward.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is from Agrible.